consider it, in my opinion.
There's another one. We said 64,000, unit 1108.
When you bring that up, you think about being equal in what you're doing.
Sure.
Like we're supposed to be doing. So you're going to lower some. Got to be lowering the others too, so.
Just to remind you, it's 9:30 and this is a teleconference.
I feel like the board should call the individual and find out where they're coming from. I mean, they've got knowledge.
All right, I'll get them on the horn. Is that agreeable, I guess?
You're the chairman.
All right, I'm going to call them up. Talking to.
Are you calling Melanie and
14?
There's no name.
Brenneman.
Melanie and Brenneman.
Okay.
Brenneman.
Yep.
Hi. Joe is currently unavailable. Please leave a message.
Hello, I was looking for Melanie Brenneman. This is the Board of Equalization, and we are looking at your property here in Taney County. And we are at, what's our number here?
546-7249, and I'll transfer in. 546-7249.
And we are at 546-7249.
Area code 417.
And area code 417. If you'd give us a call, thank you.
I think to be congruent with what we did last week, these that are on the lower scale, if it's 64, and we came to a conclusion of 64, we have an appraisal of 64, and that's what we came to last week. We ought to move ahead with the half. I mean, they're half the square footage of the other one, which was 122. And to be fair on the other one, I mean, you had a sale price of 145, so if this had a sale price of 100,000 in 2013, it might be something different.
If we set the others at 64, then we should set this one, but there's a difference in where they're located. We wouldn't have all these here if the people weren't trying to get out from under them.
I've received a call yesterday from Jeff Sisk, and I don't know when he's on the schedule, but he made a comment about this building, again, similar to that other comment I gave you. They don't rent unless there's a convention happening and blah, blah, blah. The Promenade and the other ones rent much better and resell much better, and I did not have time or take time to look into it, but he made a comment about an appraisal that the way I took it, it was on these buildings that included a Promenade, which was an apples to apples deal. But anyhow, the point I think that I was shooting at is that this building doesn't rent as well as the other buildings because it's pretty much a motel.
I mean, based on the map of where this is, it looks like it's not a window unit or anything like that. I thought some of them were accurate and some of them weren't.
The condos stack them on top of each other, so they got them somewhere. It could be a window. It could. We don't know. Unless you look at the listing. You might be able to look at the listing from prior and see. I don't know.
Well, it'd be nice if we get them on the phone and ask them if they'd take $64,000 for it.
You might be buying.
Let me try again.
Hey, I've been trying to buy that other piece of property.
To no avail.
I think I already got resold.
What property was that, Brandon?
Lodge the Ozarks.
That one for
$470,000. I already got resold. I'm not joking.
Hi. Joe is currently unavailable.
Well.
Joe.
I've looked at the number. I mean, I'm calling the right number that's listed here, so.
We lowered it when, 2014?
Yes, I think that's what you said.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes. And we lowered it 26,000.
I believe that's right. Yes, 26,281. 126,281 to 100.
I'm going to make a motion that we lowered another $20,000. Which would make it $80,000, and they can appeal these in a group to the state tax commission if they want to.
So motion to set it at $80,000.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
That would be for all of them that are that size that we look at.
Do you want me to include that in the motion?
It's on commercial.
Yeah. All of them that's in this square footage size.
But do you want that as part of the motion?
That's how I said it.
Yes.
I second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Because you had it, what did you have?
Dennis, my motion to set at 80,000 for all properties that are the same 403 square feet. Is that correct?
That's correct. All of them the same size. And we lowered, in 2014, we lowered from 126 to 100,000, and I'm taking another $20,000 off of it. And they can appeal those, and that way they can get this all settled without this board being unreasonable with what we're trying
basically
to accomplish.
What they're saying is that the structures are
every year we try to help them, but it comes before the board.
I don't doubt that's a decent evaluation. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Why are we lowering it 20,000 whenever we did 64,000 2 weeks ago?
We did 64,000 on one that was 350. We have this one at 400 some square feet. Now, however they want to take their appraisal, if it's 350, there has to be evidence probably that we considered when we lowered it from 126 down to 100 in 2014 the market hadn't changed that much in 2014 versus 2016. If anything, there's probably been more positive market value than there was in 2014, because we were looking back at the past where things had really crashed. So there's evidence somewhere that made us lower it to 100,000. So I'm taking into consideration that. So that's the reason I'm going down to 80,000, so that the citizen does receive some tax relief.
This is a little information. I'm looking here on the MLS right now, and I'm looking at three of them in that same building that are listed. One's listed for 75.9. It's been listed for a year. Another one's listed for 85. It's been listed for, it's been listed for over a year, like 1,044 days. And another one for 79.9. It's been listed for 286 days.
But basically, that's good information. They're not selling for that, but those people think that's what they're worth.
Right, but I can go to closed. I don't think they're too far off on that one. That's just my input on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is, if they're listening for that, they think in their own mind that they're worth about 80,000. You got one with 75, one at 85, and one at 79.9. So they think that they're right around that $80,000 mark, and that we're giving them a $20,000 tax relief on that. So
we have a motion and a second. We have two all in favor. We have two ayes. We haven't got any votes, so...
He's already called the vote. We've had two ayes.
I thought we had two ayes.
I asked for clarification of the motion, then it turned into discussion.
Any nays?
We have two ayes. Any nays?
Any nay-nays?
I'm going to nay on this one.
I'm going to go nay. Three nays.
Okay, all I've got to say is we've got a bunch of these to do, and if we're going to be, we've got to do something. There's only like 25 or 30 more of these. And we've got to come to some type of a...
What I'd like to do is, are they all asking for the same $64,000?
Yes. I don't know.
I'd like almost to go through them all. If you've got one at 100 and one at 118, kind of like what Danny was saying earlier, but if we had an appraiser in 2014 say it was worth $100,000, I don't know. I'm almost like Danny. Let it all go to the state tax commission and let them sort it out, because they're the final say, other than the court system, anyways.
But we were presented evidence, and the evidence, backed with what I'm seeing here of real time information, does look congruent. I mean, the closed units in there are in the 50s, multiples in the 50s right now. Like, this is a year, within the last year, in the 350 square foot range ones, list price is unsold. I mean, here there's multiples in here. So
you say you guys take it from the plat. Is there any that shows 350, or they all show 403? I was asking.
403.
They all show 403.
Ones I've seen so far.
And all these are 350. I think there's a variation in what the county has.
That's why I was just making sure there wasn't in the plat showing a 350 and a 403.
My guess is we're looking apples to apples.
Okay.
Now, when you get across the road, over in the promenade and in the official brand, there's some different square footage. But as far as the Hilton side is what we're seeing right here, And this is what the appraisal is based on, is that 64.